Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis, podcast episode number 125, is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, there's an old saying in sports, offense wins games, defense wins championships. This also holds true in tennis. As we have seen in this era of power tennis, the game is now largely about making that first strike early and often. Consequently, it's primarily all offense all the time. The need or desire to play defense seems to be more of an afterthought these days for many players. That said, despite the extreme shift to the power game over the past couple of decades, the players who have consistently topped their respective tours and or have won the big titles are those whose defensive skill sets, at a minimum, sufficiently complement their offensive prowess. Now, just so there's no misunderstanding about what I'm saying about defense, let me underscore this point. You've got to be able to play good defense to be consistently successful. However, if all you can do is defend and are lacking adequate offensive skills to go with it, then it's going to be challenging to win consistently against the top players in the biggest tournaments. And it's similar on the flip side, if all you can do is hammer the ball but do not defend well. Now, take a look in the men's game. 49 of the last 54 Grand Slam singles titles, which spans the 2005 French Open through the 2018 Wimbledon, have been won by four players: Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, and Murray. These are arguably four of the best players at turning defense into offense. That's 49 of the last 54 majors, folks. Now, the players of today are fantastic athletes and can certainly run down a lot of balls. But as I've talked about in previous podcasts, playing good defense encompasses a lot more than simply getting to or running down your opponent's shots. It's also about understanding what type of shots to hit when you are in a so-called defensive mode, and then, of course, being able to execute those shots. Top-shelf defenders are able to routinely turn defense into offense. The particular mix of offense and defense varies from player to player, of course, but the common denominator is they all play pretty good defense. For example, Federer's offensive game is spectacular, and that's usually the first thing that comes to mind when we think about the greatest men's player of all time. But Federer's defense is pretty stellar as well. Now, Federer is not the type of defender who is going to run everywhere on the court and chase everything down. His defense is predicated more on great anticipation and timing, employing his uncanny ability to produce difficult shots and angles off of balls he hits early and on the rise. Federer effectively robs his opponents of time, which often enables him to reassume control of a point despite just having been in a defensive posture on the previous shot. Now, Nadal defends differently from Federer. Consistent with the very physical brand of tennis that Nadal plays, on defense, he will chase down every ball, and folks, he does not get cheated on his strokes. I mean, for Nadal, it's a big physical output each and every time. That's how he plays defense. Djokovic and Murray are similar in style and play defense very differently from Federer and Nadal. Djokovic and Murray are primarily counterpunchers, arguably the two best in the game. Both of them rely primarily on their athleticism and ranginess to defend and create offensive opportunities off of their opponents' pace, spins, and angles. Djokovic and Murray do this with frightening precision and regularity. Now, we've seen a very similar phenomenon in the women's game. In fact, of the last 73 Grand Slam singles titles, which spans the 2000 US Open through the 2018 Wimbledon, we can easily make the case that at least 60 of those 73 majors have been won by players who have solid defensive abilities that complement their respective offensive skill sets. I mean, between Justine Enna, Capriati, Serena, Venus, Clijsters, and Kerber, that's 47 Grand Slam singles titles won amongst just those six women. It should be noted that despite being known more for their awesome offensive firepower, Serena and Venus were also tremendous defenders in their primes. Not only did opponents of Serena and Venus have to worry about returning the blistering pace, weight, and quality of shots coming at them, but it was equally as daunting trying to get the ball past either one of them. That's one of the main reasons why Serena and Venus have won 30 Grand Slam singles titles between them, and they're still playing at a very high level and looking to add to their totals. I mean, if you want more proof, look at the last four women's majors winners. In reverse chronological order, it's Kerber, Halep, Wozniacki, and Stevens, all of whom are great defenders, some with more offensive firepower than others. Now, Stevens, in my view, as an aside, is the interesting one here, as far as future outlook is concerned, taking nothing away from the other recent Grand Slam winners. As I've mentioned in previous podcasts, Stevens possesses natural, fluid offensive firepower, and also has the ability to play defense with artful precision. This was on full display in her title wins at the 2017 US Open and at this year's Miami Open, and even throughout her run to the finals at the French Open just a few weeks ago. The key for Stevens to become a fixture in the champion circle, as it is for everyone when it comes to playing defense, is to approach every match with the mindset of wanting to defend as match circumstances dictate. At the end of the day, defense is much more than simply a physical endeavor. This is why athletes from virtually every sport echo the same sentiment, whether it's tennis, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, and even golf. And that is, playing great defense starts with having the proper mindset. In tennis, the proof is in the pudding. The list of Grand Slam winners and those who have occupied the top rankings over the past couple of decades since the onset of the power game is largely comprised of players who can play good defense. Defense is the difference maker. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.